Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the program coordinator from the Iowa State Extension Office here in Marshall County, Chelsea Llewellyn. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. Appreciate you coming back to the station today after a little bonus time this morning. And I want to just thank you for hopping on and being a great guest because it's been a lot of fun
the first
couple months with you there.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
But let's talk about your full-time job, not your side gig on the farm. Tell me, what's going on in the Iowa State Extension Office? Summertime is always busy for you guys.
It's always busy. It's almost here. It's hard to believe that it's like middle of April already. I feel like January was like 3 months long, and then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, it's almost summer. Like it just, whoo! But we got a lot of things planned.
Okay, tell me what do people need to know about?
Yeah, so I just want to start off by saying that if you want to look up any summer programs for kids, and if you go to our website, which is iastate.edu/Marshall, we have a 4-H tab at the top that you'll be able to find anything for our kiddos, whether it's fair, the summer youth programs, newsletters, anything like that. It's all underneath that 4-H tab, so if you don't want to memorize anything I'm saying, just reference back to that. But we got a lot of camps coming up. It's a lot of stuff from like 4th through 8th grade. A lot. We don't just really have a lot of resources for high schoolers, but we're kind of focused on those middle kids and so a little bit of the younger. But we've got something called Ag Adventure coming up. One of our specialists will be teaching about that, kind of like some agronomy and crop science for 4th through 8th graders on June 8th. And most of the stuff is at the office, which is nice and handy for us. We have Museum After Dark is going to be super fun. And this one is open for non-members. This is kind of the real fun one for the summer. It's going to be an overnight trip.
Okay. Where are they going? What museum?
We're going to the Mississippi Museum.
Okay. Where's that at?
That's over... Oh, gosh. I should have that memorized in the Dubuque area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where you're going. Yeah.
So that's through 6th through 9th grade. It's June 19th through the 20th. So it's an overnight camp. They get to spend the night in a museum. So how fun.
Do they have to sign like a liability waiver in case like everything comes alive?
Oh, my gosh. How fun would that be? Yeah. Actual Museum After Dark, like the movie. No. No waivers. We hope nothing comes to life after dark.
Ben Stiller's not like the security guard or anything.
Well, not that we know of. Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows?
Okay. Got to sign up to find out.
Yeah. Got to sign up to find out. And then the next camp we're having is On Their Own and Okay for 4th through 6th graders on June 24th. And that camp is going to be highlighted towards the youth that are starting to stay home by themselves for the first time. Not necessarily like a babysitting basics that we've hosted in the past where they're trying to watch others, but just like how to take care of themselves, like one of kind of easy snacks and lunches they can make for themselves that doesn't like involve cooking, that they can do by themselves, generate those ideas, get the kids okay with like how to contact somebody if there's an issue, and like having them brainstorm like all that kind of stuff. So that's a really good important camp that we're pretty excited to have.
So did you stay home a lot after school or anything like that growing up?
I was not one of those kids that had to stay home after school because my mom worked at a school district, so she was out
when you were
off work when we were out. So but I did take a babysitting basics course when I was in middle school, so I knew how to do that, but I didn't have to stay home a lot.
What was the first meal that you were allowed to cook at
home? Oh, my God. I don't know. It's probably a peanut butter sandwich or something, but I don't know. I don't have any memories of that. Do you?
My mom finally let me start using the stove because I'd done it on my own so many times. It was finally like, okay, we need to go over this and make sure all is good, but yeah. I would make mac and cheese.
I was going to say it's probably mac and cheese or like eggs or something.
Yeah.
Something real basic.
And then the Easy Mac came out. My mom was like, hey, this is way more safe. How about you do that?
Let's put that in the microwave.
So when was it? On Their Own and Okay. When's that one coming up again?
June 24th.
Okay. What else we got for youth?
Yeah. So the next one is going to be, I'm super excited for this one. This one's called Mission Moon. We're actually going to have that one out of the fairgrounds because we need a large space because we're going to have like the space consortium, like where you can go into like the dome and view the like outer space with the stars and stuff. So that one's going to be really fun. Again, it's at the fairgrounds. That one's a little bit different space. It's 4th through 8th grade, June 29th, like right before our Central Iowa Fair, actually. So we'll be kind of set up already for fair a little bit when kids are in there, but it's such a large space in the activity building. That one's going to be really fun. We have two people in our region that's going to go get trained to deliver that program. So that one's pretty fun. And then next up, everybody's favorites, the Lego camps. We've got two. We have one for K through third grade, one through fourth through sixth grade in July. I think it's the 15th or 16th. You have to look up that one. It's either the 15th, 16th, or the 17th. We had to move them around a lot, but again, at our office. And those are hot commodities. So if your kiddo is interested in Legos and you want them to attend that, register soon. We already have kids registering and we can only take 15.
Is there an age cap on that? Because I just bought a new Lego set that I've been working on and would love to.
You could volunteer with us.
What day is that again?
I'll let you know because that would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then Astro Camp is the next one. Kind of accidentally had a little bit of a theme there with some space stuff, but we have Astro Camp on August 6th, also delivered by a specialist. So I don't know a lot about that one, but it's Astro Camp. We're going to learn about space and that kind of stuff. That one's 4th through 8th grade. And then the last campy related thing that I have to talk about is we always do summer STEM camps at the schools during the summer. So we'll have those per normal at all the elementary schools. Plus St. Francis hosts a STEM camp as well from June all the way through July. For more specifics on that, check out our website because it has all this what schools are what week. And those are K through fourth grade.
And those kind of transfer around with where Bobcat University is going on throughout the summer as well.
Yeah, so that's correct. Yeah, so if your kiddo is already attending Bobcat University, we are already there delivering a camp. But for those who do not attend Bobcat University, we do the camp at the school in the morning from 8:30 to 12.
Okay, joined today with Chelsea Llewellyn, the program coordinator with the Iowa State Extension Office here in Marshall County. Just went over a ton of youth camps that are coming up here in June and July. Another big thing that you guys participate in is that county fair. Kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier. Okay, first off, what are the dates again for the Marshall County Fair?
Yep, so the kids that participate in fair and you do static, which is the non-livestock projects, we judge on July 7th this year, which is Tuesday. Otherwise, the fair is open from Wednesday, July 8th through Saturday, July 11th are the official dates. The animals start showing on the Wednesday. Vendors start coming on Wednesday and we start rocking and rolling and it's going to be a fun fair. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'll see you.
Yeah, we'll be out there. We usually at least do one conversation out there throughout those couple days of the fair going on. Chelsea, are you going to have the Monarch Butterfly tent again?
Yes. Oh, yes, I will. I'm really excited about this year because I've got a funder that's going to privately fund our monarchs, and I've gotten a lot of new master gardeners interested in it, so I'm hoping to raise even more butterflies than I have in the past year, so fingers crossed that goes really well. But it will be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for viewers to come in. We'll release a schedule like we always do so you can find out when to come see it.
So I know we talk about monarch butterflies all the time, but why is their population so important to keep keep growing and sustaining here in North America?
Yeah, I'm sure most people know the monarch population has gone down a lot, and it's from a lot of things. It's just from people not having the roadside ditches full of like what they need to eat and to survive, like the milkweeds. It's people using chemicals and just in general not keeping up the pollinated plants that they need to survive. I try to get as much milkweed out there as I can to people and a lot of different kind of pollinator seeds to people to generate what they need for food. But then also, hopefully, if I put more monarchs out there in the population, then we'll hopefully have more survive to go down to make those next generations to fly down to Mexico and then to come back.
Are you just like driving around on gravel roads throwing milkweed seeds out into the ditch or something?
It's not a bad idea, but no, we have a little free food pantry outside of our office, which I'm sure most people are aware of. And my master gardeners collect a lot of monarch seeds through the fall from like their places and stuff, and they give them to me. We package them up and we put them through. We put them in the pantry, and then if I go places around the time they need to be planted, then I bring them to events as well.
So I've just cleared out my garden this last weekend.
Yes. Cut down. I'm glad you waited.
Yeah, cut down a couple trees as well and put some killer on it. Oh, so that way they're gonna die. They're gonna mess with my foundation.
Mm.
would I attract obviously more monarchs then? And would it be good if I just planted milkweed in my in my garden then?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're going to go out there and establish a new garden or just put more things in it, milkweed, I could get you a long list of good pollinators for any kind of pollinator insect. But then also think about putting something for water around your house. I know that it might attract like mosquitoes and things, but think about the bees and the butterflies that need to come to your yard. They also need to drink at the same time. Sometimes people think about the pollinator plants, but they don't necessarily think about the water they need to survive as well, to kind of like then stay around your area.
Yeah. So when I was talking to my mom about it, I want low maintenance is what I was looking for. So
a bunch of perennials, you get a water for like a summer and then forget about.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So we'll talk off air on what I need to get for my garden there. But where can people go to learn more about some of these camps that you already mentioned and stuff going on with 4-H and the Central Iowa Fair?
You can always look up our Facebook page as well, because we highlight things on our Facebook page. But otherwise, our website is iastate.edu/Marshall. And then you can go to the 4-H tab. There's a summer programs tab that has all of our summer programs listed. And a lot of them currently right now are on our front website, because we have news articles made for them as well.
And real quick, you mentioned those static projects are going to be judged the day before the Central Iowa Fair opens up to the public. If people want to submit a project or be part of showing cattle or livestock, is it too late to get in, or how does that process work?
Yeah, so the kiddos need to be enrolled in 4-H right now and attend 3 meetings in order to get all of their 4-H livestock and static stuff entered into the fair, and we'll have that open in June for their entries. But if you are a kid that's not in 4-H but interested in doing something like that, or an adult, we have the Central Iowa Fair does open class as well. So the photography has a deadline of before fair. They come, they do their photography outside of fair because there's so much. But if you're interested in doing any kind of projects, youth or adult, think about open class and bring it to the fair on that Tuesday. They judge the same time in the afternoon. Central Iowa Fair will have their stuff open, but then we'll also link it on our website as well.
All right. extension.iastate.edu/Marshall is the place to go. Chelsea, thank you for telling us about all these programs
are
coming here June and July to Central Iowa right here in Marshall County. So thanks for what you do.